This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I've been kind of getting frustrated. Maybe it's because I'm on day 10 of our Nevada lockdown or shutdown. And, you know, so it's very, very frustrating to see unemployment go up and, you know, people still sick and you know, death rates rising. We have close to 500,000 coronavirus cases worldwide, 22,000 deaths worldwide. In the U.S., we're at 73,000 cases. We're just now a hair line, like a toothpick's distance away from Italy with their 74,000 cases, and our death rate is already up to 1,065. So I'm very, very frustrated, you know, that this thing is still going on, as a lot of us, and so I'm a little bit grumpy, okay, and I get grumpy. But this made me, like, almost, like, completely evacuate, like, every sort of, like, waste product I had in my body. If I could just, you know, say potty my pants in the nicest term. So I'm reading Fox News, and they say hospitals, this is frightening, hospitals are weighing blanket DNR orders, which is do not resuscitate, for coronavirus patients amid equipment shortages. Okay, so are they implying that because we don't have enough personal protective equipment for our nurses and our respiratory therapists and our doctors and our staff and our custodians and our administrators, that if somebody has coronavirus and needs and codes, should we just blanketly, no, we're not resuscitating you? Because by the time we have to find stuff on, put it on, you know, protect ourselves, and if you keep coding, we lose. I'm not saying this is not my suggestion. But in this article, they talk about they're interviewing hospital administrators about this. Let me give you guys some quotes. Oh, my gosh. The ramifications of a blanket DNR order for somebody with respiratory distress from coronavirus essentially would mean if you get coronavirus and are in the hospital and you start to deteriorate or die, they're not going to help you. Now, I'm very calm. I have been very calm throughout this whole thing, okay? I do not want to spread worry, you know, but when I see the course steer to, you know, absolutely ridiculous, ludicrous, I want to say the word and I can't, on air, these are some frightening decisions. And I get there are people in the country dying from this. We have over 1,000 people who have died. It is a scary virus. And I understand viruses scare people, like Ebola. You know, it's really hard to do mouth-to-mouth on somebody with Ebola because, you know, you think you're going to get it. So I understand how people might want to, you know, in certain scenarios, avoid becoming victims themselves. But in a hospital, we have bags. We have, you know, equipment. You don't necessarily, you know, have to just, you know, DNR. And I get it. We have nurses and doctors putting their lives on the line. I get that. But I mean, this virus should have never gotten to this degree. So let me kind of read to you some of this here. Bioethicist Scott Halpern from the University of Pennsylvania said, if we risk their well-being in service of one patient, we detract from the care of future patients, which is unfair. He suggested that patient's doctor and another should sign off on case-by-case, do not resuscitate orders for coronavirus patients. According to an ICU nurse in Michigan, by the time you get all gowned up and double gloved, the patient is going to be dead. We are going to be coding dead people. It is a nightmare. Now, I get that. There's no sense. Bringing back people from the dead, but I do not like these blanket DNR, do not resuscitate orders. Now, I'm biased, okay? And the reason why is when I was in training, I would see the attitudes towards people that would have a DNR on their chart. This was when we had written charts. And the DNR would be in big letters. And you would hear people talking, oh, no, you know, they're in DNR. Okay, so we don't have to worry about him. We don't have to worry about them. They're DNR. And I was like, no. Just because they're DNR doesn't mean, you know, we still don't want to, like, you know, check on them and, you know, make sure they're not in pain and things like that. And when you're busy, I get you have to triage. But I hated seeing the bias of DNRs and just the idea, and I hope to high heaven this doesn't go into effect to the degree that I think it will, but the idea of a blanket, all right, guys, you know, we're not going to resuscitate if you're a coronavirus patient in the hospital is very scary, especially since we're being told that there's certain medications that might be turning people around. I mean, how many of you have, you know, been coded, have coded and came back? You know, I really believe in the code. I really believe in our, you know, medical abilities to, you know, help get you before you see the light. But I also understand we have doctors at risk, nurses at risk. We're going to be talking about that. You know, people have asked, you know, how are these doctors and nurses not having to go in quarantine when they're dealing with people with coronavirus day in and day out? Well, we're going to talk about that. And, you know, mind you, they put their lives at risk all the time. And if a code puts a group of individuals at risk when they could be helping others, I could understand why this was being considered. But when I heard blanket DNR, we have gone way too far. And I said this before, and I'm going to say it again. People with coronavirus, we probably should have done it the China way, where we have a separate facility for coronavirus patients. We have separate facilities, even if they have to be a makeshift hospital or you turn around a hotel or something, repurpose it. But having, you know, coronavirus patients next to heart attack patients, next to septic patients, next to DKAs, next to pulmonary embolism, stroke patients, you know, is causing that. It's unfortunately going to be more of a mess. And then here we are discussing, all right, why don't we just do blanket DNR orders? That is shocking. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Doc-a-Dolly, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. The phone lines are open to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-362-3254. Let's go to that now.
I wanted to get your thoughts on stem cell therapy. I currently have spinal stenosis, I guess my lower back, degenerative disc disease, arthritis, and I can't think of the last thing, but I have all those all on my lower back, and I'm considering getting stem cell therapy, and I want to know your thoughts. Thank you very much. Bye.
Okay.
I wanted to get your thoughts on stem cell therapy.
Oh, it's on a loop.
I currently have...
You could shut it off. It's on a loop.
Stenosis. I guess my...
Okay. So, yeah, if you guys can't ever call in, you could definitely call in on the answer line. So it looks like it was on the loop. Thank you. Thank you, Daniel. You rock. So I wish I could talk to you live because there's a few questions I have about your spinal stenosis and your degenerative disc disease, but I'll answer the question the best way I can. So stem cell therapy, it's very, very cool. It's kind of in this new class of medicine called regenerative medicine. So what we want to do is take your bad cells, put some good, healthy, new cells in there, and allow you to, allow you to have new regrowth, in a way, kind of regenerate, shall we say. So it repairs disease, dysfunctional, injured tissue, and then basically these stem cells are grown in a lab. And stem cells are basically the precursors to other cells. So these are cells that I guess are the mothership, that I guess produce cells of all different types. And in certain conditions under the laboratory, we can coax the cell to be one way or another. And then sometimes they make even more stem cells. And so with stem cell therapy or this regenerative therapy, researchers will grow the cells in a lab. They manipulate them. They go into different types of cells, whether you need new nerve cells, whether you need new blood cells, whether you need heart muscle cells, and then they implant them. So if you had heart disease, it would implant the stem cells into the heart. If you have neurodegenerative disorder, it would, implant them, at the site of where you have some of your degeneration. I don't think we do them in the brain yet, but at least with the back or spinal stenosis. Spinal stenosis is where you have a narrowing of the spinal cord column. And so we have used these. We have used stem cell transplants or stem cell therapy for a variety of diseases. The only thing is we just still don't have, I guess, enough data on if this is something that's going to be, main treatment. It's expensive. Okay, so stem cell therapy could be tens of thousands of dollars. And so there's still a lot of research on when and how they could be done. They've been talking about stem cell therapy for spinal stenosis for years. Some people have said it works. Others, we just don't have enough data where people say this is where we go next. So, apparently there were even some side effects and deaths reported in a study in 2018 with some stem cell-based treatment. Like, there was vision loss, there were some cardiovascular complications, et cetera. And so it's not 100%. I think we're getting better, but I don't know exactly where we are and, how the access you have. I think as of last fall, we still had the FDA, not completely on board. I think they were giving us warnings. And so, I'd have to research that, and I'm glad you called. And, we're always live in the mornings, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So even though I do think stem cell therapies with those master cells that can, hopefully, turn into, be able to be coaxed and turned into cells that you need for repairing parts of the body, in terms of FDA regulation, I don't know exactly where the FDA is on with all the stem cell therapies and all the different applications. So we'll keep you posted on that. Sorry about not having a distinct answer on that. It's unfortunately still a very, very, it shouldn't be a new field, but it is. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So making headlines is our unemployment rate, and it has soared, from what I understand, to 3.3 million. 3 million new claims were filed in just 1 week. Now, that is four times the 1982 record. So, obviously, coronavirus is being reported by Daily Mail is crippling the country, and I'm still in shock with, how it's gone this far. In terms of America and where we are with our numbers and, who's the most effective, New York still takes the cake. We have 74,000 total cases, 75,000 cases, 1,078 deaths. New York is at 37,258 cases. So basically New York is more than half. 385 people have died. So New York is bracing for a storm. New Jersey, 4,400, comes in next. California at 3,200 cases with 68 deaths. Washington State, 2,500 cases, 132 deaths. Florida, 2,300 cases, 28 deaths. People have been asking a lot about Florida. Why? If Florida's warmer, you know, if it, well, you know, it might have to do with the humidity also. That could be an issue. But Florida is a very, very common destination for people from New York. So there are theories that New York coronavirus is spreading to Florida. Can't confirm that, but, you know, Florida's also very highly populous. So Michigan, 2,200 cases, Illinois, 1,800, Massachusetts, 1,800, Louisiana, 1,700, Pennsylvania, 1,600, Georgia, 1,500, Texas, 1,300, Colorado, 1,000, Tennessee, 900, Connecticut, 875, Ohio, 704, Indiana, 645. So the Midwest is not completely immune. North Carolina, 636, Wisconsin, 630, Maryland, 580 cases, Arizona, 508, Mississippi, 485, Virginia, 460, and Nevada, where I live, 420 cases with 10 deaths. We are unfortunately seeing now most of the country affected, as we expected, but it's the economic standstill that is scaring people more than the virus itself, which worries me because you see people panic. I had a person today say, look, I need to get back to work. He called into telemedicine and said, I need a note to return to work. I have to work. And I'm like, have you been exposed? And, you know, why are you off work? You know, were you sick? He goes, no, I wasn't sick, but I have family members at home that are coughing and sneezing. And my boss won't let me come back to work without a note. And so, he didn't really seem worried about the cough and sneezing in the house or the coughs and, you know, but was worried about not being able to go back to work. So to get him back to work as quickly as possible, we need to know if he's been exposed. So I suggested that the people sick in the household maybe get tested. Or CDC offers guidelines on how to self-isolate. And then after the isolation period, returning to work. It just, if you aren't in a household with coronavirus, you don't necessarily have to do the 14-day isolation. If, you know, if you're sick, you can't go back to work for at least 72 hours, 7 days from the point of when you started to have your cold. But if you have coronavirus, that all changes everything. So people want to work. They don't want to be told they can't work. I mean, any of you guys with jobs, and I think most of us have fallen into that category, you can't miss one day. If, you know, you even have a slow day with tips, it can be devastating. You know, we shouldn't be living paycheck to paycheck, but this is not the time for us to go through our savings, and unfortunately it is. So Congress did sign a $2.2 trillion stimulus package. We are hoping the House signs it tomorrow. Why the delay? I'm not sure. I think it's because everybody's like been home and they got to figure out how to get everybody to vote on it. Not exactly sure. But Americans would get checks up to $1,200 as long as they earn $95,000 or less. Extra $500 per child. So if you have two adults, couple children, you know, it should be a nice check. Not exactly sure if that's just a one-time thing. There's been some talk that the checks won't come for a few months or for a few weeks. I should say a few weeks, although there was some talk that it might be months. Basically, if they have a way to direct deposit it into your account, they will do that. If there's a way they can mail the check and ensure that nobody will steal your check and cash it, they will do that. But still, we're unsure. So our unemployment is something that I think has now added more devastation to what we've been trying to avoid. We've been on lockdown now in Nevada for 10 days. We're on day 10. And Nevada cases and deaths are still rising. And so getting public support for lockdowns is going to be harder and harder. We'll talk about what's coming next. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the coronavirus spreads, literally shutting down the U.S. economy, the head of the Fed says
we may well be in a recession.
But Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says he expects once the coronavirus eases in the United States, the economy is going to come roaring back.
Again, I would point to the difference between this and a normal recession. There's nothing fundamentally wrong with our economy. Quite the contrary. The economy performed very well right through February.
He was speaking on NBC's Today Show. The U.S. Labor Department today does report a record-breaking total of unemployment claims last week, 3.3 million. During a normal week in recent years, the number would hover around 200,000. Johns Hopkins researchers tracking the number of cases and deaths from the virus say there have now been at least 1,050 deaths in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCADOLLY or 1-877-362-3254 or on Twitter and Facebook. Mona writes, I wonder if either ultraviolet light or an ionic chamber would kill COVID. That's a good point. A lot of people have been asking about UV light. If you remember, we had Dr. Chris Johnson on talking about how he's an emergency room director at a Ventura Community Hospital where they are using UV light robots to kill pathogens within a room. We've talked about this before where we're going to have to probably, when it comes to our nasty bugs, you know, go old school where we use, you know, things like silver or, you know, Tasmanian devil milk or, you know, things that have been protective for centuries, coming back and using the, you know, what we have, you know, to now save us from the over-resistance to antibiotics, you know, that we're seeing with bacteria. So we talked about how, you know, we might be able to use UV light, silver, things like that for superbugs. And then what about viruses? Now, you know, UV light, you guys have used a lot for infections. I don't know how many of you used to, like, as a teenager, and I think a lot of us girls can attest to this, whenever I would start breaking out, I would go out into the sun and I would lay out. And I noticed that it would dry up the skin. And, you know, you don't want to fry, of course, but, you know, the sun would be a drying agent and the UV light would be possibly antimicrobial. So a lot of us kind of knew that sun and the UVA rays and UVB rays, you know, could obviously be beneficial. Unfortunately, they could also damage DNA. And so getting cancer, not something that a lot of us would want to substitute for a pimple. So, you know, we're now being a lot more cautious. But when it comes to COVID, UV radiation, or UV irradiation, right, ultraviolet light, you know, has been considered. So basically, how it works is, okay, so, you know, viruses have genetic material. They either have DNA or RNA. And how they reproduce is they need a cell to do the work for them. Okay? Because it's a virus. They don't necessarily have a cell with all the functions that, like, our body does. So they attach to the cell, inject their DNA or RNA, and then the infected cell makes more products, more viruses. It bursts the cell, called the Leydig cycle, and then now you have many more viruses. And then they attach to new viruses. Or if the cell reproduces, they can, you know, also carry the virus. And so you have DNA, and UV light can potentially damage the DNA, which is why we worry about skin cancer. This is a great question, Mona. Sorry if I'm being too long-winded with it. We'll get to the phone lines really quickly. But in essence, with UV light, it could affect the DNA. If it could affect the DNA, it could then cause the virus to not replicate. So that's how we think UV light could work. It just, we have to be very careful because there's a lot of unfortunate fraud and scam products out there. So you don't want to buy something that you can't really, you know, that we don't have any research on or proof. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have Tom calling in. Hi, Tom from Logandale. How you doing, man?
Terrific. Just call me Tom Terrific.
Tom Terrific. I love it. We need some positivity this time of year, or actually now. What's going on, Tom?
Well, I was wondering if the cruise ships were still infected over 2 weeks after they were vacated, then those that are of us that are self sheltered in place, could we have already been exposed?
Did you take a recent cruise?
No, but I'm just paranoid, clinically paranoid, and so I haven't left my place for quite a while. There's just me, Miss Casey, the cat, and the chicken.
Okay.
So, I was just wondering if maybe 2 weeks ago I was exposed and it may take longer to make a determination.
That's a good question. So technically it's a 14-day incubation period, which means if you think you were exposed, they're asking everybody to self-isolate for 14 days. And if you haven't gotten sick, haven't shown any fever, cough, you know, any symptoms at all, shortness of breath, they think you could go out and enjoy life. The problem is, you know, with like cruise ships, which you brought up, on cruise ships there was that study where they found that the virus could live on surfaces for over 17 days. And so, you know, if you had it and put, you know, infected your house, that's why we're recommending everybody clean their houses and, you know, do what you can. If you don't have Lysol or Clorox, use soap and water. But Tom, you know, you still have to live life. And so the big concern people have is, I've been home for 14 days. Can I go outside now? If you're in Nevada like I am, we're still being urged to avoid, you know, avoid businesses and stay home and, you know, only be outside essentially if we have to. But, you know, people do need fresh air, and I'm sure the chicken wants to get some fresh air, right?
Well, they have the run of the place, them and Miss KC.
Miss Casey, I love your name for your cats. I have five cats, and they own my house. They own the bed. They own the laundry room. I have to ask them permission to enter a room.
Yes, me too. We might as well realize that they have been around, and they have been running things a lot longer than we have.
Right, so true. Tom, one final question for you, if you don't mind my asking. How does Miss KC get along with the chickens?
Well, when she goes outside, I've seen that she runs at them, and then they group. I have nine. They group, and then they start toward her, and she takes off. There's security in them, right?
It's true. Okay, well, let her know that if she needs some backup, I got five cats. She could pick any one of them, okay?
Oh, really? Well, you know where I got her from?
Where?
Have you seen the movie Napoleon Dynamite?
Yes.
I think the house that Napoleon Dynamite lives in belongs to my sister-in-law, my wife's sister. And that's
really
where we got Miss Kitty Cat. And when this thing started, she said that I can come up and get several more. I was born and raised on a 400-acre ranch, and at one time we had about two dozen cats.
Wow. Well, they're easy. Once you have one, they're kind of easy to have. But you know what, Tom? I wouldn't go back and get the cat. I would go back and get the llama. Because that llama was really cool in Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
All right, and make yourself a quesadilla. All right, Tom, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. You be safe. But a 14-day self-isolation with no known history of coronavirus should mean you get to go outside a little bit, but just social distance, stay away from others so you don't get infected, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Take care. God bless. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So keep your questions coming, guys. 1-877-362-3254. You know, it's frustrating. People are home. They're like, when can I leave home? When can I get out? When can I? And, you know, the last thing you want to do is do your due diligence, do your 14-day self-isolation, which is kind of recommended, you know, more so if you had or if you were exposed to coronavirus. But the problem is, I was just at, you know, Home Depot. Great store, you know, but people really did social distance. They were laughing and talking and, you know, saying it or spraying it, not saying it. And so, you know, you almost wonder, you know, are you getting re-exposed? 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Keep your questions coming. So, the Justice Department says that they will bring the rain if you do fraud or criminal activities in light of coronavirus. So, we are being reported here by CBS News. I mean, they don't say bring the rain, but the Justice Department says if you intentionally spread coronavirus, you could be violating anti-terrorism laws. They have given federal law enforcement officers across the country the green light to use U.S. anti-terrorism laws to investigate and prosecute people who attempt to threaten to intentionally infect others with coronavirus. So I wonder if now a rape is not only a felony, but also now terrorist, if they, you know, let's say have coronavirus too. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer, so, you know, I'm not really good at law. I'm talking about law on the show, but I'm glad to ask questions to you guys. So, in a memo to the nation's 93 U.S. attorneys and the heads of federal law enforcement agencies on Tuesday, Deputy Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen detailed the tools available to crack down on intentionally spreading of the virus, as well as a slew of other crimes related to the pandemic. Yeah, wasn't there some, you know, guy who decided to lick a bunch of things at a Walmart, and he Snapchatted it, so then he got arrested? He said, you may encounter criminal activity ranging from malicious hoaxes to threats targeting specific individuals or the general public to the purposeful exposure and infection of others with COVID-19. Because coronavirus appears to meet the statutory definition of a biologic agent under federal law, such acts potentially could implicate the nation's terrorism-related statutes. Okay? Now, some of you guys are like, all right, well, you know, that's not me. I see some of the stupid stuff, you know, on YouTube and TikTok. I don't think this person should be arrested at all. I see he was joking. But there's a TikTok video, I put it on my Facebook, where he basically, he doesn't say anything, but he shows a doorknob. And he says, you know, the text is you don't want to touch the doorknob, you know, with your fingers in light of hand, like coronavirus. So, in the next scene, he uses his mouth to open up the door. Putting his mouth on the doorknob. Now, that is clearly inappropriate, and I know it's a joke and all that, and it looks like it was a door in his house. But people are dying to make, you know, funny, stupid videos out there. That kind of stuff can now put you at risk for terrorism. Who knew? They say the Department of Justice should not be sending such a counterproductive and harmful message as the nation responds to this pandemic, according to Haina Shamsi, director of American Civil Liberty Union. She says, they say civil liberties advocates are alarmed at the prospect of using anti-terror statutes against those who might intentionally spread the virus. Now, they say nobody has right now faced federal charges. I thought that one person was. I need to, you know, yeah. It was a 26-year-old man in Missouri who faces one charge of making a terrorist threat after posting a video on TikTok that showed him licking sticks of deodorants in a Walmart aisle. It's not funny. He's a bad boy. Very bad boy. Stupid. Who's scared of coronavirus? His name is Cody Pfister. And the court's docket indicates he has been arrested on Tuesday. So Patrick Coyne, an attorney for Pfister, told CBS News that his client took the video on March 10th before the World Health Organization declared coronavirus a pandemic and widespread restrictions on public events took place. He said, this is the lawyer. See, this is where I think law is interesting. Okay, this guy is guilty of sin. I know you're guilty until proven innocent, but you have a video. He's talking about coronavirus. He's licking deodorants. Okay, it was really a disgusting video. And the lawyer's like, yeah, but it was before the World Health Organization declaration. They say these are challenging and quickly evolving times. Public conduct that was immature on March 10th looks completely differently through the lens of today. Everything has changed at warp speed, but that should not work retroactively and convert a tasteless and impulsive act into a criminal terrorist threat. So I'm not sure what's going to happen to the kid, but that's some crazy stuff. Now, a California man was arrested. So the arrests are going to come. This California man was arrested by the FBI because he was charged with a coronavirus-related fraud. apparently he was soliciting investments in a company that he claimed had developed a cure for COVID-19. Keith Lawrence Middlebrook, 53 years old, claimed to have developed a patent-pending cure as well as a treatment that prevents coronavirus infection, according to the statement. Health officials have stated that there's no vaccine for the virus, as we know. So he was arrested during a meeting in which he delivered pills to an undercover agent posing as an investor. Okay, so you have people now trying to sell black market coronavirus cures. And as we know, there was an Arizona couple, one who died, another one sick, because they tried to drink fish tank cleaner, to thinking the chloroquine phosphate within it would help prevent coronavirus. So I don't know who's educating these people, but it's some scary stuff out there. So United States Attorney Nick Hanna said, during these difficult days, scams like this are using blatant lies to prey upon our fears and weaknesses. While this may be the first federal criminal case in the nation stemming from the pandemic, it certainly will not be the last. The department said he also claimed that NBA Hall of Famer and former Lakers Magic Johnson was a board member of the company Quantum Prevention. I don't know if that's true or not. Apparently, Middlebrook has 2.5 million followers, posted several videos claiming he developed a cure and a pill that makes you immune. He said, yes, I've created the pill that makes you immune to COVID-19. This pill I have designed makes anyone completely immune to the virus. How the hell? We don't even have a vaccine. So I believe he is charged with one count of attempted wire fraud that carries a statutory maximum penalty of 20 years in prison. All right, now we have a grocery store. I don't know if you guys heard about this. They had to throw out $35,000 of food, and the average grocery store now hardly has any food left because people have been, you know, panic buying. But I guess a woman purposely coughed on about $35,000 worth of food at a Pennsylvania grocery store. She now faces criminal charges for coughing. Why? Because it's a way to spread coronavirus. The unnamed woman entered a small grocery chain in Garrity's Supermarket in Hanover Township, started coughing on produce, bakery items, meat, and other merchandise. Staff quickly removed her from the store and called the police. They found her a few hours later and took her to custody. Hanover Township police said the woman intentionally contaminated the food and plans to file criminal charges against her once her mental health treatment concludes. They do not believe she was infected with the coronavirus, but they're going to make sure they test her. So despite considering what was a very twisted prank, the store threw out every item she had contact with and worked with a local health inspector to identify and disinfect areas she entered, which means they just lost $35,000 worth of food as well as that county. It's just ridiculous. So the Department of Justice affirmed Wednesday that people who intentionally spread the novel virus could be charged with terrorism. I don't understand why people are being stupid. And, you know, people who work, if you do know anybody who works at a grocery store, usually I'd say, you know, give them a hug, you know, but, you know, show as much support as you can. Because, you know, while most of us can stay home because we're in a non-essential business, and trust me, we're being driven crazy that we can't, you know, be out there. I do telemedicine, so luckily I can do it from home and isolated if, you know, I need to be away from others. People who, you know, were lucky enough to have a job at a grocery store now have to be on the front lines and be exposed to people over and over and over again. And so, you know, stores are trying to take extra measures, doing a lot of disinfecting, having people, you know, have a, you know, have some social distancing, et cetera. But it just shows you that, you know, even in a time where you think the country will come together, you got some real stupid out there. 1-877-DOC-DOLLARS.
Rebel. have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.